Mommy Mouse, an American folktale. Now, the story I'm going to tell you is about a mouse. But this is no ordinary mouse, because this mouse in my story is a mommy. A mommy mouse who, get this, had 13 little mice babies. Now, like all mommies, this mommy mouse had rules. Rule number one for those 13 baby mice children is that they were never, ever, ever supposed to see cheese in bed, especially not cheddar cheese. Rule number two for those 13 baby mice children is that they were always supposed to wash off their whiskers after every meal, sort of the way we brush our teeth. And rule number three, which was the most important rule of all, is that those 13 baby mice children were never, ever, 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 ever supposed to go outside without Mommy Mouse. Now, this was because, oh, so Mommy Mouse told them, that outside their house in the woods there lived a monster. A monster that was covered in long black fur. It had big, funny-shaped green eyes. It had long claws and long whiskers. Its back would arch, its tail would stick straight up. But the scariest thing about this monster, or so Mommy Mouse said, was the sound that it would make as it came towards them. She said it was a sound so scary it would scare even the bravest and the strongest of all mice. Now, for the most part, those 13 baby mice children, they were good little kids. They did what their mommy told them. They almost always remembered not to eat cheese in bed, especially not cheddar cheese. They almost always remembered to wash off their whiskers after every meal. And they never, ever, 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 ever went outside without Mommy Mouse. Until this one day. See, Mommy Mouse, she had been gone all morning. And those 13 baby mice children, they were tired of playing with their indoor toys. And one of them looked out the window and saw it was a beautiful day. The sun was shining. There was a breeze going through the leaves and the trees. And he said, I got an idea. Let's say we open up the door, we sneak outside, we play a couple games, and we get back inside before Mommy even catches us. And that's exactly what they did. They opened up the door, and one after the other, after the other, after the other of them went outside. And they were having a great time, too. They were playing tag, they were climbing up trees, they even put on their little mousy sunglasses when getting a mousy suntan. When all of a sudden, from out of the woods came that monster that Mommy Mouse was talking about. And just like she said, it was covered in long black fur. It had big, funny-shaped green eyes. It had long claws and long whiskers. Its back would arch. Its tail stuck straight up. But the scariest thing about this monster was the sound that it made as it came towards them. And it sounded exactly like this. Meow! 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 Well, of course, that monster was a cat. But do you know what? To a mouse, a cat is a monster because cats eat mice. So those 13 baby mice children, they were so scared that they ran in the corner and they shook with fear. And the cat monster kept coming towards them going, meow! 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 Those 13 baby mice children were so scared they couldn't move. And the cat monster kept coming towards them going, meow! 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 Well, those 13 baby mice children were sure they were about to be that cat's lunch. When all of a sudden, from somewhere way back in the woods, there came another sound. And that sound sounded exactly like this.
Woof, 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 woof.
Well, when the cat monster heard that, its tail went between its leg and zoom. It ran away as fast as it could. Now, the 13 baby mice children, they were glad that the cat monster was gone, but they didn't know what other kind of monster might be making the woof, woof sound. So they still stood in the corner shaking with fear. And the sound came again, woof, woof, and it came again, woof, woof, and it came again, woof, 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 woof. And in another moment, those 13 baby mice children, they saw what was making that woof, woof sound. Because there, coming out of the woods, looking mean and ferocious as could be, was Mommy Mouse. And when she got up to her 13 baby mice children, she put her little mousy hands on her mousy hips and she said, "You see, children, I told you, it's always a good idea to learn how to speak another language. Woof, woof." The end.